to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
In John chapter 3, we tune in Nick at night. Nicodemus, a Jewish scholar, visits Jesus under the cover of darkness in pursuit of more light. To be a part of God's kingdom, you must be born again. Nick thought of a natural, physical birth. Jesus was thinking of a supernatural, spiritual birth. The Old Testament prophets had promised the Holy Spirit would come and, like water, cleanse the sinful spirit of man. Nicodemus should have known. Jesus points to the brazen serpent in the wilderness as a type of his work on the cross. Brass was associated with judgment, the serpent with sin. On the cross, God judged sin through the sufferings of Christ. The Hebrews looked at the symbol and were healed. Likewise, one gaze with a believing eye at the crucified Christ flushes the poison of Adamic sin from the human spirit. God's love went to the extremities of painful sacrifice to see you saved. What more could he give than his only son? John had known the limelight. He had occupied the center stage of public attention. Now his popularity was being eclipsed by Jesus. Yet John was delighted. He must increase, but I must decrease. Is that your desire? Glorifying Christ is easy when you're making a name for yourself at the same time. Are you willing to bow out for others to behold him?
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.